this afternoon, in fact, for the last, say, 36 hours, Wash, you and I have probably been toiling, going about our jobs, maybe going home and seeing the wife and kids, having something to eat, then having a nice sleep. One particular person has been toiling away, swimming round the Isle of Wight. Yeah, you heard me right. Anna Wardley has just swam round the Isle of Wight in the last, 30 hours. She swam from Ryde completely round and back to Ryde as well, raising money for three amazing charities. And here's the deal. She did it relentlessly, swimming for just over 26 hours. Anna joins on the line now. Anna Wardley, good friend of the show. Anna, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. A little bit achy and still a bit cold after 26 and a half hours in the water, but I'm all good.
Anna, listen, heartfelt respect and salute, I think, I can speak on behalf of everyone on the South Coast. An absolutely amazing feat. Only the fourth time it's ever been done, the first time in the last 30 years. And just tell us, I mean, give us an idea. Was there any times throughout the swim, I was going to say, you went into a dark place? Obviously, during the night, it was relatively dark in the water. But in your mind, was there any times when you just started to sort of wilt somewhat?
I always believed I could do it. I was kind of, you have to believe you can do it or you've had it before you even start. So I was confident I could do it, but I had various things I was dealing with along the way. I had a really tough period between 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock this morning off Ventnor where the tide turned against me, which we knew was going to happen. You can't get around the island without having a foul tide somewhere. And that happened, but it just happened to coincide with when the air temperature dropped right down. There was no moon. The clouds covered the moon, and so it was pitch black, freezing cold. My core temperature has dropped right down, and had it not been that I was swimming around the Isle of Wight and, you know, I'd done so much prep, I'd have been out of there. But I was just, that wasn't an option for me, basically. That getting out wasn't on the menu. So it was kind of, you keep swimming and you get back to ride. And so that's what I did.
What was that like, Anna? As you climbed out of the water, tell us about those emotions that you had. I mean, for anybody doing, I mean, as I said to you before, sitting down for 30 hours would kill me. I couldn't even do that. I'm that lazy. But in your mind, as you can see Ryde Pier and you're swimming towards it, knowing that you've been in the water for, you know, 26 and a half hours, someone told me you've burnt 27,000 calories.
Yeah,
27,000. I mean, it's just unfathomable. Yeah.
I'm eating a big bowl of ice cream at the moment because my my throat and mouth is so sore. The salt strips a whole layer of skin and it makes it almost impossible to swallow. So the only thing I can get down is ice cream. So I'm eating that. But I did have this moment where I basically felt really confident we were going to make it. But even saying that thing, it's so tidal. You know, had the tide turned before I got to the pier, I could have been 10 metres away. And if the tide had turned, then potentially, you know, we've got another, you know, 10 hours before we can get back. So I kind of knew that it was looking good, but until you actually touch that wall, and I punched it three times, quite some force, because it's a feeling of relief to get there. It's not elation or happiness or joy. It is just sheer relief. When you've been swimming for that long through the night, you're free, you know, you're so cold, so exhausted. You've not really got an ounce of anything left except just to think, you know, thank God I'm finally there, you know, that I've made it to where I'm going to. And just the thought that you can finally get out of the water and stop swimming.
Amazing. Anna Wardley, listen, I know that you've been training for a year on this as well. So, listen, Anna, thank you very much. Congratulations to you. I mean, we're all, seriously, I think a lot of people saluting and respecting anyone who can swim for 26 hours and 35 minutes around there. I mean, nothing but heartfelt respect. Anna, thank you very much. We'll let you have a bit of peace and recovery now. And if